Tonight. Time. Time. T-I-M-E. Time. With respect to recovery. Time. And looking at time, God said a few things that are very instructive for us as his children. And it's very important that we pay attention. Amen. Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. The Bible says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we'll start from verse 10. I read, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Time and chance happens to them all. Then go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything, there is what? A season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2. Then he goes on to talk about a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. We don't like losing, but there are certain things you can't help it. You will lose them in life. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Verse 7. A time to rend and a time to sow. That means a time to tear apart and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth. Or in all these things, he's talking about what is the time involved. What do you gain from all the labor? We'll end at verse 10, please. I've seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. I think verse 11 will be good to add to it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. And also, he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Everything has been programmed into time, into seasons. No doubt, Genesis chapter 1, the moment God started creating, Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. If we read on, it goes on, talks about days, days, days. Your life is compartmentalized into days. Every man lives within time. Nobody lives outside time. That is why everything we do in life, God categorizes them into time. From the beginning, when God created the earth, God categorized everything we do within time. The clothes you wear, where you live, you have traded time for it. True of us. You worked hard for 7 hours, 3 hours, or whatever. You gain money. In fact, the money we give out, we pay out, is as a result of what? Time. Your money actually that you spend is not physical paper. It is time. Amen? How many of us know it is time? It is time. Not paper. Now, that is why the psalmist says did we read Psalm 90, verse 12? We read. Please, let's go back there. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Very, very important. So, teach us. So, after all that we have read, the psalmist said, David said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In other words, God, give me understanding to track time so that I can manage time with the wisdom you have given me. Hallelujah. Now, so wisdom there, it says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto what? Wisdom. Wisdom there means doing the right thing and doing it at the right time, and knowing what to do within the time allotted to you. Many of us may wish we had 100 years to live, but we may not have 100 years to live. Many may wish we have 90 years to live. We may not have 90. Many may even wish they will have 50. I've had mates that have died already. How many of you have friends that have died? They died in their prime. Can I see by hands? Did they plan that they were going to die? They didn't know they were going to die, but they died. They just died. And the moment you die, time is gone and your time is finished. There's a movie I watched some time ago. It's interesting. It's called The People Lived in Time Zones. Okay? So in every time zone, you have an injection. So you have your time, your body shows the time. So if you have so based on how much time you have, it tells how much long you are going to live. So in certain people in certain other time zones, they are the rich. In fact, and some rich people used to manage the time. They manage the time for the poor. And guess what? The poor died more than the rich. Even today, I believe the same is happening. It's an imaginary thing. It's something they have imagined. But I believe that a lot of poor people die not because they are poor. Many people die in life because they don't know how to apply their hearts to wisdom according to time. Amen. So time is very, very important. Ephesians chapter 13. Now, in looking at time, there is what we call the chronos time and there is what we call the kairos time. These are Greek words, okay? Chronos and kairos. Somebody say that after me. Say chronos and kairos. Chronos and kairos. Chronos is what you have on your hand. So your watch is your chronos. This watch, each second matters more than anything in the world. Amen. Each second matters more than anything in the world. Hallelujah. How many of us have watches here? You have a watch. Okay. Where's your watch?
No, I have to get a watch
at work. At work? Why?
Infection control.
Okay. So when you close, you don't wear it. Mrs. Oka, where's your watch? Uh-huh. I know you. That's what you're going to say. Where's your watch? Uh-huh. Doctor, you don't have watch. Yourself? Okay. Madam, where's your watch? I see. Where's your watch? Uh-huh. Where's your watch? Where's your watch? Where's your watch? You know, sometimes I do these things on Wednesdays, people think I'm joking. Doctor, where's your watch on your wrist? Engineer? Uh-huh. I see. That is of essence in our life. Now, it's not all the time you look at your watch. You only look at your watch only when when you feel like, especially the one on your phone, or when you have to be at somewhere. But other than that, you see, when you have this on your wrist, there is no way you will not look at it. Because it helps you to track time better than your phone. And the women, sometimes you forget that. Anita, Pastor Anita, I will. Pastor Anita, where's your watch? Yes. It's very, very important. Because everything you are doing in life is compartmentalized into days, months, weeks, and years. Your lifetime is all the years you spent. Your lifetime is made up of the time you spend on earth. If somebody was, do you know why when somebody dies, they said they put the time at which the person died and the year in which the person died. So if he spent maybe 35 years, he said 35 years. So that in his lifetime, everything he has achieved is compartmentalized into what? Time. Even on tombstones, they put the person's age. You know why? Time is of essence. So the psalmist says what? Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. You see, Anita has not got a wristwatch. The last time I came to church, I found her phone in the office. She'll tell me her wristwatch is on the phone. But you never call Anita and get her on the phone. Especially women. A whole lot of story, eh? We'll talk about it another day. Now you see why it is possible you can become poor without you knowing. because we lose sight of time when time is of very essence. The Bible says, I returned in Ecclesiastes again. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 9:12. Oh my God. Is it? No, I think it's 11, yeah. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Now, it gives us different categories of people. People that are wise, smart by mind, okay? People that are strong, people that are swift, people that are what? That also talks about people that are what? That are wise, that are skillful. But you can have skill. I've seen many people that are very skilled in life, yet purpose in life. The difference between the rich and the poor is the management of time. Your life, all your life is time. Hey, thou shalt not call me. Not now. Insensitive to time. Embassy, wake up. Doctor, did I ask you your watch? Where's your watch? You have your watch. And all the PhDs have watch. PhD doctor, you must get watch. You must get watch. Get watch on your wrist. Please get a wrist watch. Yeah? Unless you have reactions to your skin. No. When you have a mobile watch, you only watch when you have to go somewhere. And many of you, especially women, you keep your watches, your phones in your bag. We call. There's never a woman you call once you get. Rhoda called you the other time. Did you see it? You did. You were asleep. So your watch was somewhere else. you see, time is of essence. Anyway, let me not just belabor that. But I want us to understand that time is very, very important. Now, all that story is just to let us understand that time is of essence. Every day we live, time is going. Now, if you are going to be 70 years old, chances are that almost all of you here or half of you here have lived half of your life already sitting here watching. Sometimes we don't think of it. Every day comes and goes, and it's as everything is like normal. Is it not true? Honestly, I'm telling you something that is very true. And if you're going to recover in life and recover lost opportunities, see, many of the things we see and think they are lost opportunities, they are not lost. Somebody picked it. What you did not see as an opportunity, somebody picked it. So time is very, very important. Opportunities don't present themselves. Opportunities are discovered. If you are writing, you can write. Opportunities in the life of people await you to discover them. The Bible says what? Time and chance happens to them. In other words, time and opportunity happens to everyone. He says the difference between the rich and the poor is their time management and the opportunities they take in life. So there are two things that are very important in the life of every individual, especially if you live a successful life in destiny. Time and opportunity. You must recognize and celebrate opportunities, or else you will lose them and somebody else will take them. Opportunities in your life that are not celebrated will exit your life the same way they showed up. And many of us are not even paying attention to the opportunities that come our way because we don't compartmentalize our lives according to time. People of God, we have been given time and opportunity to live our life on earth. Your whole life is time and opportunity. When you miss time and opportunity, it doesn't matter how skillful you are. If you are a time waster, you will never amount to anything. It doesn't matter how powerful you are, from Ecclesiastes 9, no matter how smart you are, or you may even have the skills in life, if you're a time waster, nobody will give you any opportunity in life. No matter how smart you are, if you don't know how to manage your time and manage your opportunities in life, you will still be a failure in life. And many believers are failures in life, not because there is a demon on their finances. There is no demon on your finances. If you will recover in destiny, you need to start paying attention and put premium on time. Put premium on time. Put premium on what? Time. The difference between the rich and the poor, the prosperous and those the have-nots and the haves, is time. How much value do you place on your time? The psalmist says, teach me to track my days, because every day counts towards how, what you become in life, as to whether you achieve God's destiny for your life and God's purpose for your life. How old was Steve Jobs when he died? 50 something. And many people die in their 50s. Dr. Miles Moreau, 60 years old. Now, so if you are also going to die at 60, take note, the Bible says there is a time to be born and a time to die. You will die. In fact, tell your neighbor, you will die. You'll die one day. I'm not saying you're dying now, but you will die one day. And as to whether you will die, as to whether you become, you make impact in your life. A lot of people exit life and no impact, zero impact. You know why? They had no respect for time, no respect for opportunities. And many people the devil plants in your life are time thieves. They plant them there to just come and chit-chat over useless things. Hey, how was Nadine? How was yesterday? What has yesterday got to do with today? And what I need to achieve? Oh, how was... Nonsense. Complete nonsense. Irrelevant things. Oh, I just called to find out how you are doing and to know and to see how you people are doing. You not do well. Are you okay? Is everything all right? Charlie. You're laughing now, but what I'm preaching is the most important message I have ever preached in my life. Every opportunity you will get in life is embedded in time. Write that down. I'll wait for you to write it down, because I want you to take this home. Every opportunity you will get in life is planted within time. Now, when we come here, we come to spend time. You know why? We come to spend time, to trade with time. But actually, what you are gaining is wisdom to know how to manage your time better. That's why I was saying the other day that anybody that cannot sit under me and hear me teach, you don't need counseling from me. I can't counsel you, because chances are that most of the things I'm teaching would help you. That's why I've stopped some people, I've stopped their course. Stop some people's course. I just called to find out if you can give me advice on this one. No, my messages are on the internet. Go and listen. And you listen, chances that by the time you listen for 1 hour, 2 hours, you find what you need to know in there. The difference between the have-nots and the harvest is what? Time. Some use their time, others squander their time. Ephesians chapter 5, Oh, oh, time. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, see, anytime time is being referred to, wisdom is attached. He says, teach me to number my days that I may what? Apply my life to what? To wisdom. In other words, teach me to track every day so that anything I put into each day is accounted for. In other words, live a life with due sense of responsibility. Ephesians 5:15. The Bible says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16, please. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. This is Paul talking to the New Testament church, the Ephesian church. He says, redeem your time, for the days are evil. In other words, what do you put into your time? Hallelujah. Anything you invest in time will determine how far you will go. Many are not seated here to hear these words, and I can plot their destiny. Because any man that has respect for time, his life is predictable. Write that. Any man that has respect for time, his life is what? Predictable. David lived his life, and each day he was wise to know how to apply his time, his life. And your time is a collection of decisions you make per time. Your time, in every time you have, is a collection of decisions you make. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. It's a real deal. So be careful how you live your time. The hour we have just spent now will never come back. It is gone forever. Even though God says, I will restore to you time, that is not the kind of time he restores. Anybody that has no respect for time, God will not restore any time to you because you have no respect. That is why, how do we respect time? We respect time by planning into time. Plan into time. Every vision, we read earlier on in Ecclesiastes, every vision, every purpose has a time limit, a time bound. You will never live forever on planet Earth in this earthly body. Even though you are an eternal being, you will live forever, but you will live the other part of your forever in heaven, in eternity. Amen? Or in the new heaven and the new earth that is coming. If you are able to get there. Habakkuk chapter 2. 2-3. I read from the Amplified Version. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. As he what? Hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. And that's the next thing I want to talk about. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. And it hastens to the end or to fulfillment. In other words, time is very, very perishable. One of the greatest perishable commodity in life is time. How many of us know that if you sit down to watch a movie, time flies by so quickly. Before you know it, it's evening. Oh, before you know it. And the way that this, what is today's date? 14th. Half of this month is already gone. The new year, half of this new year is already gone. So if we are not conscious of time this year will also finish without appropriate value on this year. And so you will not achieve what you should achieve within the year. Now, people get what they get in life based on what they trade time for. Hallelujah. Based on what they trade what? Their time for. So Paul told the Ephesian church that do not walk as those that are unwise. Do not walk purposeless. Walk with purpose. Walk with what? Purpose. Live life on purpose. Live life knowing that this is what you live life for. Don't just go to any place because any place is carrying you there. Don't just get up, wake up in the morning. And that comes to mind. All of you women that like going to shops without shopping list, start getting shopping list. Is the greatest way of time wasting. Where's Priscilla? Come here. So, I need okra. I need garlic. What else? Then you're asking your husband, if your husband went with you, what else do we need, Annie? Did you check the fridge? So you go to the same aisle, you have been to the same aisle more than 10 times just because you don't know what you plan to buy. There is one sitting right by me. One by me. Celine, you are repenting from tonight. I know some of you don't like me mentioning names when I'm preaching, but it helps you, you know. Until we become thousands where I can't know who is in church. Now I know who is in church. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, listen now. This message is for you. Uh-huh. It's your own personal prophecy for 2015. He says amen. She says amen. I said, don't go shopping without a shopping list from today. It's recipe for time wasting. Recipe for disaster. Hey, please, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. You don't look on it. Even worse. Because when you plan what you want to go and buy, when you go to the shop, pam, 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 you pick and you get out. That's why I like men. Men, I like the way we shop. We just go, we pick, 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 pick. I see the size, I just pick, I go. We don't go, okay, child. If I go with my wife, she will try every dress on. She might not even buy one. I'm talking out of practice, out of a... So I got to a point, I said, go by yourself.
That's what we all do. We all go by ourselves.
Go by yourself. So you don't waste my time. Because at the end of the day, I might not die on the same. It's only Mas Moro and the wife that die together. I might not die on the same day with you. And on the tombstone, they will not put my age. My age will be different from your age. The time you spend will be different from the time I spend. And what I achieve may be different. So go by yourself. Amen. But let's listen. The Bible says, for the vision is yet for what? An appointed time. There is an appointed time for everything. Now, this is what I want to say. There is what is called the chronos time. The chronos time is your day, your minutes, your seconds. Everything that goes into your seconds, your minutes, is preparing you for your appointed time. There is an appointed time that is only God that is in charge of. Chronos, you are in charge of. Appointed seasons or appointed times, God is in charge of them. Amen. And God has programmed that your chronos will meet with your kairos time at one particular point in time. And the moment you begin to find your kairos time or your kairos moment, it means your opportune season has come. And many people meet their opportunity season not prepared for it. I'll give you an example, simple example, David. When David went to the battle to meet with Goliath, did David go to go and fight a war? No. David went there to go and give food to his brothers. But when David went, it was already orchestrated. God had already orchestrated it in his destiny that would be his kairos moment. Had he missed it? had he missed it. But he was prepared. How did he prepare? Whilst he was in his chronos, he prepared himself by killing bears, killing lions. And so when he met with his divine opportune time, so there is an appointed time for every season, for every man. And when that time comes and you are not prepared for it, you will exit your appointed season just because you did not take advantage. And many people never get a lot of opportune times in life. Now listen to this. Habakkuk 2:2-3. Same place, but I'm reading from the NIV. The Bible says, then the Lord replied, write the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. So everybody meets with an opportune time. What you do with your time is very, very important. It's very, very important. That is why it's just unfortunate what I'm coming to say is going to touch this man. But it's just that this is how I prepared the message. So don't let it bother you, okay? But if it bothers you, the way we, how we value time is of greatness. Especially to your destiny. What you do with time. How do you, and the way to track how you lose time is what you do with your daily schedules. Do you have a daily schedule, a daily plan? Or we just enter the day and we just assume, okay, today, today will happen. Okay, today I'll just go to work and then, okay. Or I just wake up, I'm taking care of Danielle and Gabriel, and then after that, give some food to William, and then after that, the rest of the day is all to myself. And one of the great thieves of today is Facebook. Social media. You need a lot of discipline to spend little time there. It's a good place for evangelism, but it's also a time thief. You can sit there and within, you'll be spending 3 hours without you knowing. You're watching, hey, people are making news and you are watching. Hey, they are dancing. Hey, EWG, hey, look at Priestless dress. Hey, look at Nadine's dress. Look how they are looking shiny. And before you know it, you have spent 3 hours on Facebook. How much would that bring into your pocket? And you are wondering why you are still binding demons and casting devils and giving tithe and not seeing results. Let's learn to redeem time. Amen. This is wisdom. If there's any great message I've ever preached, it's this message. I'm really enjoying this message. Because it's thought-provoking. I want it. People, we saw in that scripture, it said, time to be born, time to die. If you are living 70 years, chances are that everybody in this room have already lived half of their time already. You are waiting for second half. And you know when you have second half in a match, your chances of scoring. There is nothing like life begins at 40. Life does not begin at 40. You are too late. In scripture, for you to become a minister, you must start at 20-something. Thank God I started early. I knew that this is what I'll do. I started a long time. So as I'm entering here, I'm not entering here unprepared. I'm entering here prepared. So I read Acharya science in the classroom, Acharya mathematics, but that is not my destiny. I knew it. Now, do you see the reason why the poor will always continue to be poor? And the rich will always continue to be rich. And the poor will always continue to get angry with those that are doing well. You know why? Investment in time. Investment in time. Many of them wake up, the first thing they do is they are going to the pub. Sit there all day, drink and talk nonsense. And they don't understand why the rich should still sit in their four wheel. Some people are at home, they are working on the internet 24/7. Money is being generated whilst they are moving around, doing other things. They have 3-4 multiple streams of income. And you are killing yourself over 70 hours a day. And even the 70 hours you are spending, how many of us know that we spend a lot of hours on the bus going to work? How many of you take buses here? How many hours do you spend going to work? An hour, 2 hours. Is it going and coming?
Going.
How many hours do you have in a day? Oh my God. How many hours do you spend going to work? 2 hours. Wonderful. How many hours do you spend going to work? 45 minutes. Is it that far?
Yeah. Two.
I see. Even when you drive. Wow. How many hours do you spend going to school? Wonderful. Now, if I take a census now of what we all do in our day, 24 hours every day, you'll be shocked how we are all wasting our time away. And before you know it, you are 50 years old and you have achieved nothing. And you've done nothing. And you are now beginning to think. You want to now regain lost time. Any time that is lost forever. Your time yesterday is what I will call it, a cash check. When you cash a check, do you reuse it? No. Any cash you write out that you cash is never reused. Your yesterday is a cash check. Your today is a promissory note. Tomorrow is the check you have to write. It's the only blank check you have. If you are living 70, okay, or 80, okay, and I'm not saying you grow older than that, don't worry. But if you are living 70 or 80, how much time do you think you have on your hands?
Well, for 70, I'm 57 now.
You are 57 now.
57 years old now.
Okay. So that means time is really running out. Many of us don't really get these things until maybe a doctor tells you have cancer. You have 3 days or 4 months to live. Then you now start thinking, hey, what have I done? What have I not done? Let not a doctor give you a bad report before you start thinking of what your life will be already. Because if I told you already, if you are living 70, Nadine, what do you think? Half of it is gone, isn't it? You are not, eh? Almost. Uh-huh. So you're about to get into half time. Okay. Oh. Well, I'll be ending soon. I'm ending the next few minutes, 5 minutes or so. But I want this message to sink in. A lot of us waste time. The way I know a man that is going somewhere is how they keep to time. Time. Some of us spend, some men also spend so much time in the bathroom. What do you go doing cleaning the bathroom there? Is there a message? Why are some people laughing like that? Some people bath like as if they are going to pour the water quickly and check out. Huh? Shaving. If he's shaving. No, some don't do shaving, just bathing, proper bathing. Eh? The what? The circumference differs. Now, if we calculate how many hours you women also spend at the hairdressers doing these things that you put on your hair, How many hours did you spend doing your hair?
Oh, that takes 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Okay. How many hours did yours take? I see. So, what did I say? I said that every day we prepare for the opportune time, the appointed time, the kairos time, with our chronos. So, if you don't invest your chronos very well, even though God will bring opportunities your way, because God will always bring opportunities our way, when the opportunities come, you will not be prepared for it. And that's what has happened to a lot of people. A lot of people. When God brings his opportune time your way, you find out that with little effort, you achieve maximum result. With little effort, things happen for you. Life is in tens. Amen. Life is in what? Tense. It is said that when life turns towards you, it is your turn. If it turns away from you, it's not yet your turn. You are in the queue. Wait for it. But whilst you are waiting for your opportune time, your kairos moment, the appointed time for the vision in your life to be fulfilled, prepare for the opportune time in your kairos moment, your day-to-day time. Why? Because life is not a dress rehearsal. Life is a real thing. That's why Ephesians 5 says what? We should honor time. Respect time. I see the way people come to church. It tells me how they respect God. They don't respect God. They don't respect God's time. And if you don't respect God's time, there is no way God will also give you a kairos moment. I see how people treat the things of God. It tells you their attitude generally to time. Now listen to this. Luke 19, 41 to 44. And then I will end there. Ecclesiastes, whilst you project that, okay? Ecclesiastes 3, 1 in the Message Bible, listen to what it says. It says there is an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth. I pray that when the right time comes, you'll be prepared for it. Luke 19, 41 to 44. He says, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes, for the day shall come upon thee, that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side and shall lay... Is that what I'm reading? Okay, yeah, that's it. And shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. These people missed their time. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Jesus said, hey, they don't know their time of visitation. Their opportune time came, but they did not see it. How did it happen? Even with anointing. Jesus went to that same city, his own city. The Bible says he tried to heal the sick. Not that he did not try. He tried. He failed. Jesus, God himself, failed. That tells you that there are certain people in life God can never help. If your programming in life, especially with respect to time, is not correct, God can never help you. Because the miracles will come, but you will never see them. They will fly by like that. They will be flying like missiles. Pia, 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 pia. And you'll be saying, when will God do it for me? When I'm waiting for my time? I'm waiting for... Your time will not come. It starts with respecting your own personal time, your chronos. Then when the opportune time, the kairos time comes, you can seize it and then you can recover everything that has been lost in your life. Today is your life right now. Somebody say that with me. Say, today is my life right now. Today, say it with me again. Today is my life right now. Everything in yesterday is gone forever. Gone, gone, gone. Now, why am I teaching you these things? So that 2015 would also not just pass by. Because that is your Chronos passing by. Inside this Chronos is the opportune time. Jesus wept over the city. He says, this is how your enemies will come. They will destroy you because you don't have respect and value for times of visitation. I have visited you like this. He was just imagining how he came with all the anointing. He tried to heal, except only few people that were receptive. That is to tell you that a man of God can be so anointed and people can sit there and none of them can take any blessing home. You can come to church with the man of God loaded with anointing, but your nonchalant attitude can make you go home without offloading anything. And one woman with an issue of blood who knew how to took advantage of time, ran in, touched Jesus and said, this is my time. I will not let this go. And then a miracle took place. In his own city, he could not. He wept. The Bible says Jesus wept over the city. May Jesus not weep over your life because you don't have respect for time. Let's begin to honor time. Let's begin to value time. In 2015, don't just take your time for nothing. Schedule every day. Let every day count for something. Let every day add up to something. Don't just treat life anyhow. It starts with your discipline in coming to church. Evans, it starts from there. You're a young man. You're not yet married. You're only engaged. Everything we have in life, we trade our time for it. Everything you have in life, you trade your time for it. Your hair, your clothes, it's all your time. That's why some people are living a particular life and others are living other particular lives. You know why? They value for their time. When you are home, instead of being in the house of God to hear the word of God, hey, let me watch television. Hey, what are they saying there? Hey, oh, news. What will news add to your eternal value? Some people are not here to hear this valuable message. You know why? Either it is too cold outside or something. The Bible says if you fear that there is a lion in the road, you will never go out. And that's how poverty will come to you. I decree over your life, you will not be poor again. May the value for your time be appreciated. As you appreciate the value for your time, may it bring to you untold wealth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I hope Chronicles 12:32. Yes, we'll take the...